Welcome to the Paradigm U podcast.
You're listening to the Paradigm U podcast. On today's episode, we have a short but powerful episode that packs a punch. If you've ever felt the FOMO, fear of missing out, you want to listen to this episode because we take that concept and flip it on its head. Enjoy.
You're listening to the Paradigm U podcast. You're about to start transforming your life by growing your mind and expanding your paradigms. Here we'll cover real life topics, just like the stuff you'd share with a good friend. This podcast will serve up topics that weigh on our hearts and keep us up at night. Whether it's navigating parenthood and becoming an adult or wayfinding personal development, marriage, and money, you, my friend, are in the right place. I'm glad you're here.
All right. It is a new week. Happy Wednesday. Welcome to the Paradigm U podcast. My name is April Marluski-Hidzinski, and I am here with the incredibly brilliant Lisa Sarnowski. How's it going, Lisa?
Hello. I'm great. How are you doing? Brilliant. That's so kind of you. Right back at you.
Oh, man. You didn't know we were going to be fluffing each other on this episode.
Oh, that's all we're going to do. Back and forth. How many compliments can I give you?
Oh, well, hey, you know what? This episode is a really exciting topic for me because it's had such a profound impact on my life, and I'm guessing yours as well. And, you know, as I'd say, just people who believe in good karma, when we've learned about these things, we want to pass them on to our listeners. So yeah. Welcome to the episode called JOMO.
JOMO!
Woohoo! Lisa loves this. JOMO.
Joy of missing out. Man, when you told me that, my whole body like seemed to have this humongous, amazing like party. Like, what? This is a thing? I can actually celebrate missing out on things? Love it.
Yeah. So I'm sure all of our listeners, I'm sure you've heard of this concept of FOMO. Right? We see memes yes. about it. We hear people talking about it. I mean, you hear it everywhere. You're having FOMO, which is fear of missing out.
Yes.
But the opposite of that is could actually be true. And if you think about FOMO, it mm-hmm. really does have this negative energy associated with it.
It's so heavy.
It is. There's comparison. There's yes. judgment. There's maybe even some shame or guilt that you're having yeah. because you're missing something that you think is something you should be participating in, doing, showing up yes. that way. But this concept of JOMO is a little bit different. It takes the idea of FOMO and it flips it on its head. And it's actually something that we want to educate you on and invite you to consider applying in your own life.
I love it. And how have you been using it, April?
Thank you for asking. Yeah. So JOMO, I really do feel like it's the joy of missing out. You know, I had a good friend years ago tell me if it's not a hell yes, it's a hell no. And I've applied that in so many ways. But even when I'd ask myself and get clear to myself, okay, is this something that's important to me?
Yeah,
I'd still have those feelings of like, oh, man, am I the weird one? Am I like the strange one that doesn't want to participate in XYZ or do XYZ or look a certain way? But when I started applying the idea of JOMO, the joy of missing out, I realized how important it is to love up on yourself and mm-hmm. to show yourself the self-trust of knowing what's going to serve you best, not anyone yeah. else. And when I started asking myself that, it really did allow me to lean into this joy of celebrating who I am and not yeah. necessarily living for other people, living for social media posts or any Oof. Kind of attention.
But right.
Yes, it really did start asking me or encouraging me to ask myself, okay, yeah. what is going to serve me and my family best? And then yeah. how can I just celebrate that, even if it is missing out on things? And we've even started applying this in our home and talking to our kids about it. You know, we've talked on episodes previously about parenting and overachievement yeah. and overcommitting. And we really do invite our children and we ask them, okay, if you're going to say yes to this, what are we saying no to? And so now yeah. when we offer up opportunities to our kids, my oldest is great at this. She says, if I say yes to this, what do I have to say no to? And what we've started doing is we've been role modeling and inviting our children to celebrate saying no to things and recognizing when something doesn't motivate them or light them up and they don't want to participate just to participate, because then they can show up fully to the things that they're really excited about and celebrate creating space and opportunity for other people to lean into what they want to do. Because if everybody does everything, that doesn't make anybody unique either.
Yeah. Well, and it's a good recipe for burning out, right? If our motivation is to just keep up with everybody else, first of all, that's impossible. And so we can intellectualize that and go, yes, I know that's impossible. And yet, look at that family and what amazing experience they had with their kids, or look at that business and how amazing they did at that particular event or whatever it is. And it's okay to just pause and get mindful and really present. I feel like it's a different way of saying being present and learning how to just live inside your vision of success, inside your values. You know, we took a weekend recently where it was rainy all weekend, and we had a lot of different ideas of what we were going to do outside. It's fall over here in Wisconsin. It's beautiful. And so hikes, we didn't want to hike in that kind of weather or go kayaking or anything. And so instead of going somewhere and crafting some crazy experience inside a museum or, you know, these amazing things we have access to living in a city, we said, what if we just stayed home and baked? And what if we just cuddled on the couch and like had a nice little cup of tea? My kids are tea drinkers, April. It's like, it's amazing. And that's what we did. And it was just so rewarding to have the joy of their presence and for them to fully experience the joy of ours.
There you go. You're applying it.
Joy.
I love it. Yes. It really is the joy of missing out. Yeah. And I think it's all driven by our values. When we have clarity on what's important to us, then we can actually say, yeah, this is a hell yes, or this is a hell no. I don't want to participate in this.
Yeah.
Because we know we've already established those boundaries. We understand where we're headed in life and what we want to create. And so then it really does make life a little bit easier.
It's so much easier when you feel like you're not missing out on anything, when you can really get in that mindset. And I think with access to so many things, with visual access to so many things of what's possible, with our global world and economy and just how everything really is accessible for most, it's almost challenging to figure out where to cut, you know, where and it can feel almost stifling to say, well, what if I don't expand my mind and travel over to Europe every year? What if I don't? And it's like, just be happy. What if we just focused there? What if we got a pumpkin and we carved it together and just had a great time and a good laugh, right? Like it doesn't have to be so hard, but the achievement culture as well within parenting today and for our kids, I think that equally embeds here is we have this interesting competitive spirit as being a human, just this desire to do more always, more, 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 better, better, better. And it's okay to tap into that and say, what if more and better is actually doing less and just doing less better? So that's really, when you said JOMO, I just, my whole body, it was like, I just wanted to have a dance party. Like, yes, I just want to do this more.
And because of that topic, we also have decided to keep this episode really short.
Super short.
Because one, we wanted to introduce this concept and this topic to you, but we also want to respect your time and recognize that, you know what? We want to carve out additional time for you to just enjoy. Enjoy. Yeah. JOMO, my friends.
JOMO. Go enjoy your day.
Go enjoy your day and enjoy missing out on all of the things that no longer or don't serve you.
On Amen.
That note, yeah, on that note, it is closing time. Go ahead and have a great week. Cheers.
Cheers
to good to karma.
Good karma.
There you go.
We did it together.
Thank you for listening to this entire podcast. I hope this episode has left you feeling curious and inspired. This podcast is intended to create expansion in your life through unique stories and shared experiences. And if you enjoyed today's episode, I have a request. I'd like to ask you to share this podcast with your friends and family. I bet they'd enjoy it just as much as you have. And if you found value, please share this on your social media outlets. That is good karma in action, my friends. All right, it is now closing time. Cheers to good karma and the power to to choose joy.
If you like this, tell your friends.
Stay tuned for the end because we have outtakes.
And now for the, now for the outtakes. Those are the best. And friends. Now for the outtakes.
Hold on, I'm totally using this as outtakes. Go for it.
Oh, that was fun. I got tongue-tied.
Hey, are you even listening? Test. Test. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay, now say, hey, welcome to the podcast.
Hey, welcome to the podcast.
Oh, wait, we can do it better. Hold on a second. Oh, okay. On the count of three. One, two, three. Cheers.
Cheers. Oh, my gosh. Good karma. We did it.
We have to work on our counting. But on that note, go out and make it a great day.
You're really great, everyone. Everyone that's listening to this podcast, even if they don't even hear the rest, even if they only can listen to a part of it because of a screaming baby, you're all really awesome.
Yeah. Thanks for listening.
Bye-bye. Bye. Over and out.
Thanks for listening.